بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Beliefs regarding the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم Belief number 6 رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم had 11 wives These wives are the noble mothers of the believers They are more virtuous than all the believing women The Khadija and the Aisha رضي الله عنها are the most elevated from amongst the noble wives Any person who accuses any of the noble wives especially Aisha رضي الله عنها of adultery will lose his iman, as her innocence and purity has been testified to in the Qur'an Sharif. Belief number 7, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had 4 daughters. All the children of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are worthy of honor and respect. Amongst Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's offspring, that Fatima radiallahu anha holds the loftiest status. However, to aver that Fatima radiallahu anha is the only daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is incorrect and contrary to the Qur'an. Beliefs regarding the awliya. Number 1. When a Muslim worships Allah Ta'ala, refrains from sins, frees his heart from the love of the world, and follows the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he becomes a friend and beloved of Allah Ta'ala. Such a person is called a wali. At the hands of such a person, certain acts are at times manifested, which cannot be done by others. This is referred to as karamat. Number 2, even though a wali may reach a very lofty status, he will never equal the status of a nabi or a sahabi. Belief number 3, no matter how beloved a wali may be to Allah Ta'ala, it is compulsory for him to remain within the confines of the sharia, as long as his senses remain intact and he is in a state of consciousness. He will never be absolved of duties such as salah, fasting and forms of worship. No act of sin will ever be committed for him. Number 4, whichever person acts contrary to the sharia can never be a wali, a friend of Allah Ta'ala. If any astonishing action is enacted on his hands, then this is based on sihr, witchcraft, or some satanic influence. One should not have any trust in such a person. Belief number 5, the friends of Allah Ta'ala come to know of certain secrets while asleep or in a state of wakefulness. This is referred to as kashf or ilham. If it is in accordance with the sharia, it will be acceptable. And if it is contrary, it will be rejected. This is contrary to the dreams of the Anbiya alayhi salam, which are wahi and revelation, in which there is no possibility of contamination from the side of shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us true understanding. Last night in the Tarawih Salah, the 13th juz was recited, concerning Surah Yusuf. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now mentioned that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, his innocence was proven, and the lady who tried to seduce Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, she herself said that I was the one completely at fault, I was the one who was wrong. But Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam at this time also, he did not get pride within himself in arrogance. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي, he said, I do not regard my nafs as free of doing evil. This was the tawazu and humility of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. As the ulama say, we should never ever trust our nafs as long as a person is alive. Never trust his nafs. So he says, "Inna nafs la ammaratun bisu." Nafs is always encouraging and calling and commanding towards evil. And ammara, commanding great abundance towards evil. Illa ma rahim rabbi, except the time and the person and the one who Allah Ta'ala has rahmat and mercy is showering upon. And this person is saved from the evils of his nafs. And we are always in need, we will make mistakes. Inna rabbi ghafurur rahim. Allah Ta'ala forgives the person when his nafs is calling towards evil. And Allah Ta'ala showers his mercy upon a person. So anyhow, this was the quality of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, that never ever, a person must never trust his nafs, always regard his nafs as evil, command towards evil, and we are in need of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. Anyhow, after Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he came out from prison, the king of Egypt gave Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam a very high position to look after the wealth of the country, and because Yusuf alayhi salam explained that drought will be coming soon, and there will be great halat and difficulties. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفُ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنَا حَيْثُ يَشَاءُ. In this way we opened up, we gave place to Yusuf alayhi salam in the earth. And wherever he wanted to now, he could go around and he could build and he could live wherever he wanted to. Yesterday he was living, at one time he was inside the well, in a small place. Then he was in the house of the Aziz of Misr. Then he went into jail. The small place he was prepared to take for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially the prison. So Allah ta'ala gives likewise recompense. So now Allah ta'ala opened up for him the whole world. He was like the leader, the ruler of the whole area of Misr. what a big place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to him. He was prepared to take a small place to stay away from the gunas and sin, disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now Allah ta'ala opened up for him great abundance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those who do good actions, we will never destroy the reward. They might have to go through some difficulties in life, see the examinations in their life. But Allah will never, Allah will definitely, they will see the fruits of their sabr, whatever they had done wrong, or whatever their mujahada and sacrifice they had done. Sometimes it's not in this world, but definitely they will see it. And Allah says the reward of the akhirat is far, far better for those who have got iman and who got taqwa. The awliya Allah, the reward of the after is far, far greater. Anyhow, the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, they fell into difficulties. They eventually had to come to Egypt to get food, because they heard there's a pious person there who was giving out and helping and assisting the people. They go and meet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. When they go back, he tells them, he asks them if they got another brother, he must bring the other brother, Binyamin, was the actual brother of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. They go back, and then Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, at the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives Binyamin back. This was in the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to give Yaqub alayhi salam to elevate his status even greater. And when the brothers go back, the father is crying also, and he tells them to go back and look for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and his brother. Anyhow, they come back to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. At this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to expose himself. And Yusuf alayhi salam tells them that they come to know that it's Yusuf alayhi salam. And then Allah, he mentions there that فَذْمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. Allah has made great ihsan upon us, favored us. And the crux, which many ulama say of the story, is إِنَّهُ مَن يَتَّقِي وَيَسْبِرْ. A person is called the quality of taqwa and sabr. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِ. Allah will never destroy the reward of those people who do good, or those who have got sincerity within themselves. Taqwa and sabr. As our Hazrat mentions, the sabr, it's very better. But the fruits of sabr are very sweet. Eventually a person will start seeing the effects and the benefits of sabr. Like Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he stayed away from kunaz and sins. And the halat and conditions, he had to go to prison also. But finally what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives such izzah, such honor, such respect and greatness to a person. A person can never ever imagine. And Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, what a heart he had. Then immediately he tells his brothers that there is no blame upon you people today. May Allah ta'ala forgive you people. He overlooked what difficulty he went through because of them. But sometimes Allah Ta'ala puts a person through difficulty because Allah wants to give a person much, much better, much greater things. And Yusuf alayhi salam, he never went through the difficulty, he never came to Egypt. He would not have become the ruler of Egypt. So Allah Ta'ala made it such that he was actually locked up, put in a well, but where eventually he comes out. So one is, we should never have jealousy over other people. Always make dua for other people if that feeling of jealousy also comes within ourselves. And give a hadiah to that person. Make salam to that person. Don't speak ill of that person. These feelings come within a person, because the jealousy destroys the person itself. And if people are jealous of us, we should always make dua to Allah Ta'ala to protect us. Save us from the eyes of the jealous people when they want to cause harm to us by means of their jealousy. Anyhow, when Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam sends his brothers back and says, bring my father also here. When they come, they all make sajda to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, which was permissible in their ummah. It's not permissible in our ummah. This was a sajda of greeting. But it was an interpretation of the dream of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, which he had, where he saw 11 stars and the sun and the moon, the mother, father, and 11 brothers all making sajda to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, this is the interpretation of the dream. Allah Ta'ala has made it apparent today. And وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ. How kind Allah Ta'ala was to me when Allah Ta'ala took me out of jail. وَجَاءَ بِكُم مِنَ الْبَدْوِ. And Allah Ta'ala brought you people from the way you were staying. In ba'di an nazagha shaytanu bayni wa bayna ikhwati. After shaytan created fitna between me and my brothers, he created to cause harm, cause trouble between myself and my brothers. Ulama say that look at Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. All the halat and conditions which he went in his life, he never speak about any of those. But he just looked at the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't say, oh, I went to prison and I went through this condition and then eventually I was in jail. But he only looked at the positives. Allah Ta'ala took me out of jail. He didn't say Allah put, I was in jail. And then Allah Ta'ala took me out of jail. And Allah Ta'ala united us. He didn't speak about the separation. So they say a Muslim is always positive. Look at Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, how positive he was. He's looking at the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And min ba'di an nazagha shaytanu bayni wa bayna ikhwati. Shaytan is the one who caused trouble between myself and my brothers. He never put the blame also on his brothers. Shaytan was the one who caused our trouble between us. Then he said Allah Ta'ala is most kind and merciful. And thereafter he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. توفني مسلما والحقني بالصالحين. That oh Allah Ta'ala, let me pass away as a Muslim and always keep me in the company and join me with the righteous and the pious people. To leave this world with Islam, one great means of it is to stay always in the company of the pious and the righteous people. A great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking and making dua that he also must pass away as a Muslim.
how much more great shouldn't we have the fikr and concern? I must leave the 12 with Iman and Islam. And they also made dua that Allah Ta'ala always join me and keep me in the company of the righteous and the pious, whether it's in this world, whether it's on the day of Qiyamah also. Al maru ma'a man ahbaba, man ahabba, a person will be with those whom he loves on the day of Qiyamah. So if you're always staying in the company of the righteous and pious, then inshallah we've got great hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will resurrect us amongst the righteous and the pious people. Anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that these are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And besides this, there are many, many other signs in the world, in the skies and in the earth, which people are unfortunately passing by them. وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. And they're turning away, they're turning their backs away from it. They're not looking and seeing the great, great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ هَذِي سَبِيلِ يَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Tell them, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my path. I am calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ala basira, with complete yaqeen and conviction, or with complete knowledge. And the greatest form of knowledge is yaqeen. I've got exactly insight what I am calling towards. I'm calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I and those who are following me. Wa subhanallah wa ma'ana min al-mushrikeen. Allah is completely pure. And I am not amongst the mushrikeen, those who take partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that sometimes such halat and conditions even come upon the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, that they are actually waiting for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they feel now that they have made a mistake maybe in their judgment. Understanding that Allah's help will come to them. And when in such parashani and difficulties, Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance suddenly comes to a person. And those whomsoever Allah Ta'ala wants to, that person is saved. But there are those who are sinful people, if Allah's punishment comes upon them, and there is no one to save them, no one to help and assist them. Then the next surah is Surah Al-Ra'd. And in this surah, some ulama say that the object of this is that even though Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after coming, and he was so bright, his nabuwat, he was so clear in the world, but still to some people, because of their obstinacy, they are blinded. They are in a hijab, they are in a veil. They cannot see the truth. Whereas the signs of Allah Ta'ala are very, very clear. In the first ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Allah Ta'ala's great favors upon human beings, physical favors. And in this year, Allah is making ishara and sign that when Allah Ta'ala is looking after our physically for us, He has so much of care and concern for our physical being, your spiritual being, which is more a person is in need of, Allah Ta'ala definitely is looking after that. And that is by means of the Quran Sharif. So first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the heavens which Allah ta'ala created. Then Allah ta'ala is the one who spread out the earth for a person. Allah ta'ala is the one who has made mountains and rivers in there. Different types of fruits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made. In the land also we find different areas where different things are growing. There are different tracts of land there are. And gardens Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made of all different types of fruits. The sand is one. The water is one. The air is one. And the atmosphere is one. The temperature is one. But when we see the fruit coming out, different types of fruit, yusqabi ma'i wahid, what different varieties of fruit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes, they all come with one water. And the water also, it got no color, it got no taste, it got no smell. But the fruits which come out from there, what wonderful smells, what wonderful colors. This is all the qudrat and the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that how can people be surprised now? And they are shocked, the kuffar, that when we are sent, we will have a new life again, we will be resurrected again. It's nothing difficult to believe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done it the first time for you people. So what difficulty is there for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do it a second time? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the people cannot believe that Allah ta'ala has sent down an ayat, a Quran Sharif, to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are spiritual bounties which Allah ta'ala is giving for your spiritual growth. Just like how you need a physical thing, a person needs a spiritual food. And this comes in the form of wahi and revelation from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there are always angels protecting a person, in front of a person, behind a person, the Amrullah protecting him by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all are in need of the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As some ulama say that these angels are here to look after us, but it must not happen a person himself is chasing the angels away. For example, one thing by which angels run away is music, another way is by need of pictures and photos. They run away, they hate it, they dislike this here. So if a person has got photos upon himself, or especially if something which is open in our homes, and we are chasing the angels away from our homes, musical instruments, our cell phones also nowadays with the musical tones it has got. So by means of this year, we are chasing the angels away. And they are the ones who are supposed to be protecting us from all halat and conditions which come upon a person. So we should always keep these angels in mind, stay away from those things which will chase them away. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah la yughayru ma bikum. Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change what is within themselves. So everyone has to change and bring himself to a higher level. Change is good for a person, good change. where a person is now coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and where a person is changing examples, changing the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, changing the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a very evil change. This is turning a person away. But then, but all the time he is changing, change is taking place in his life, so you have to make a change, but a positive change, a change towards the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the ra'd, the thunder, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got, and how is it also calling out and making the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So powerful the thing is, but he is also remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the huge, huge angel. So when great, great creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then why is man not prepared to accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example of the water coming down, and now we find that the waters are completely full, and on top of the waters, the flood waters, you get this zabad, you get this the froth and the foam which remains on top. But this is like the example of batil and falsehood. Or similarly, when they are burning metal, on top of the metal you get all the dirt and filth coming out. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the example of batil and falsehood is like the filth and dirt which is on top, the foam which is on top, and the pure water remains at the bottom. So sometimes it happens, batil comes on top, and it seems like it will overpower the fruit. But this is just for a short while it remains there. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. Eventually it will dry out, it will go complete, it will go away. But whatever will benefit the people, it will remain on the earth. That gold will always remain on the earth. The filth and dirt will go away. The water will remain on the earth, on the surface of the earth. And that froth which is on top of it, it will go away. So Allah Ta'ala will make always haqq remain on top. But this is, and if there is battle for a short while, it will come and it will go away. But this is the ulama see, when the people of haqq, people of the truth remain on the truth, and they do not follow the people of falsehood, the people of batil, they remain on the right path, and eventually Allah Ta'ala will give dominance to the truth, like how it happened in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where eventually after the conquest of Makkah, Mukarramah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ja'al haqq wa zahaqa al-batil, today haqq has come, now the truth has come, and batil has been completely obliterated and destroyed. Thereafter Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, what qualities a person needs for this haqq to become apparent in the world? Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, you have to be a person of intelligence. Ul al-Babin. Who are the people of intelligence? Not a person who has got so many degrees, or a person who has got so much of money, but those people who yufuna bi ahadillahi. They fulfill the pact of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they do not break the pact of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah has commanded must join, they join it. Example, family ties, etc. Allah Ta'ala has commanded must join these, so they join it. And wa yakhshawna rabbahum. They fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They've got khashyat, they respect and the awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they fear the day of Qiyamah. They are the ones who make sabr and seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or in sabr in all its different forms. They've got this quality of sabr within themselves. They are very particular with their salat. They are standing in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quietly also and openly. And somebody causes harm to them, they repel evil with good actions. Or after committing any sin, then they do a good action, they have to immediately to recompense it. Ulaika lahum uqba dar. For these people is the final abode of the year after Jannat, which Allah ta'ala has kept for them. On the other hand, you get another group of people who break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah has commanded, you must join. Join family ties, join the ta'aluk with the pious people, etc. They break it off and they cause trouble in the earth. For them is a curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them. And it's a very evil house and abode for these people. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the miracle of the Quran Sharif. And the Quran Sharif is such that the dhikri Allah tatma'innu al-qulub, with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the Quran Sharif, the heart will find contentment. All the solutions and whatever they're looking for in life, they will find it in the Quran Sharif. When a person reads the Quran Sharif with the intention of hidayat, automatically a person will find, so many non-Muslim people said, after reading the Quran Sharif, the translation of the Quran Sharif, all our doubts were immediately removed. And so many people accepted Islam just by reading the Quran Sharif or the translation of the Quran Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but some people, the Quran has such an effect that it can move mountains. The earth can be cut by means of it. The dead people can be brought to life and speak because of the Quran Sharif. But if a person is not prepared to accept, then the person will never ever accept. And this is the quality of many of the kuffar and disbelievers. The next surah is Surah Ibrahim. And in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the maqsad and the object of the Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam being sent. In the first ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the object which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent for, and Musa alayhi salatu wa salam became with the same objective. And what is the objective? لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah Ta'ala sent the kitab to them so that they can take out the people from darknesses, because there are many kufr and shirk and disbelief. There are many forms of darknesses and the darkness has got many different forms. That's why Allah uses the plural word here. And Nur is one, Islam is one, light is one. So Allah Ta'ala says the object of the Anbiya alayhi wa salam is we have sent the kitab to them so that they can take out the people from darkness towards light. and this will come with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, ulama mentioned a beautiful point here, that Allah ta'ala said, Kitab, Allah has sent the Kitab. And then Allah ilayka, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ, that you must take out the people. So the Kitab was there, the book of Allah ta'ala was there. But together with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we needed the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. So the Kitab itself is not sufficient. If a person only has got a book, Allah Ta'ala has made a system, the Kitab Allah, also the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Rijalullah, the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When these two come together, then people will easily come out of darknesses, and they will come towards light, they will come towards the right path. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, the Musa alayhi salam gave his people the same thing. He told them, he gave them the same message. He also told him, وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ. Allah commanded him, remind them of the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Days can have different meanings. One meaning, think of all the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep reminding them about the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that they can get the quality of shukr within themselves. Or remind them of the days of the days of Allah, the punishment when Allah ta'ala sent upon different nations, and how Allah's qudrat and power was over everybody. So you make them create about the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart also. You must have fear also, and you must have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remind them of these things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also one thing he told his people was to make shukr. In shakartum la azidannakum. If you will have the quality of shukr and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will definitely increase you. But if you are ungrateful, inna azabi la shadid. My punishment is very, very severe. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told his people, if you people have to make kufr, you and whoever is on the surface of the earth, everyone, remember Allah is completely independent. And Allah is full of praises. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need you people. So He's not in need of our shukr. We are in need of the to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet the ulama say that Allah says, if you make shukr, I will definitely increase you. They say shukr is such a ni'mat and bounty. By means of it, whatever a person doesn't have, it's sayyid al-mafqood. Whatever a person doesn't have, it actually catches it and it brings it to a person. And whatever a person has got at the present moment, it keeps it within a person. Inshallah, a person won't suffer any loss in there. And it takes a person close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Three great benefits of shukr. Whatever a person doesn't have, it brings it to a person. Whatever a person has got, it keeps it to a person, protects it by a person, and it takes a person and closes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the last quarter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some things about Jahannam and the severity of Jahannam, where the people will be made to drink that water. And death will come to a person from every direction, but a person will not be able to pass away. Allah Ta'ala protect and save us from this. One bayan which Satan will give on the day of Qiyamah. And he will tell the people, Allah promised you people, and his promise was the truth. And I also promised you people, but I went against my promise. I had no force upon you people. The only thing I did, I gave you da'wah towards my evil. And you people accepted me. So now whatever I just encourage you, do this evil, do that evil. So do not put the blame upon me nowadays. And walumu anfusakum, blame yourselves. You are the ones who have done wrong. So Satan, who was the greatest of helpers and the one who gives them da'wah towards evil, he will leave them in the lurch on the day of Qiyamah, and he himself will give his bayan and explain that I am completely turned away from you people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example here of Iman and how great is it's like a tree Allah ta'ala mentions, which is very, very firmly established, and the branches go out to the heavens and it's giving fruit all the time. So Allah has given us the seed of Iman. We have to continuously water it by the means of the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, our salat, and all good actions, and stay away from all kinds of sins, because sins are like the weeds which completely destroy the tree of Iman and breaks it. But we should always remain on the path of piety and goodness, and if you make mistakes, make tawbah, istighfar, remedy that whatever weakness has come there, so our tree of Iman will continue growing. And by means of this Iman, Allah Ta'ala will keep a person steadfast in this worldly life also, wa fil akhirah, and in the year after also. Finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, what a servant of Allah Ta'ala he was, and eventually he obeyed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He left his family in such a place which was completely dry, and at that time he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one fikr and concern he had also was, Rabbi ja'alni muqima salati wa min zurriyati, make myself a person who is always performing salah, who is establishing salah, and my children and my progeny also, they also must be of those people who are always on salah. In the last ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that do not think Allah Ta'ala is completely unmindful of those people who are causing oppression and zulm in this world. Allah is just giving them chance for the day of Qiyamah, in which the eyes will be shocked and looking around, muhti'een, people will be running with great fear, their heads will be lowered, it will be looking up, and liar said to ilayhim tarfum, and their eyes will not be able to go back to them, they won't be able to bring their eyes also, and their hearts will be completely void and empty. What a frightening day. But Allah Ta'ala has kept those who have oppressed others, Allah Ta'ala has kept it, he's completely aware of them. So a person must never ever think that I'm oppressing somebody, I'm doing wrong to somebody. There is no recompense for this year. And this person said, beware of the curse of the oppressed person, because there is no barrier between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and oppressed person. And some narration is actually mentioned, even if that person is a kafir, even if he is a disbeliever, and Allah ta'ala says, I will definitely accept your dua, even though it may be after some time, but the dua of the oppressed person eventually will bear fruit. So a person has to be very careful regarding this here. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the enemies of Islam will make a lot of plans against Islam, even though it's so powerful that he can shake mountains. But finally, everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to hold firm onto our deen. And all of the plans and plots of shaitan and all of his enemies and his friends can never ever cause harm to the Muslims if they remain firm and they've got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on their side. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a true understanding.